This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows.
Hello and welcome to the show. Here we are, and it's an invitation to you to spend 30 minutes to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. On this week's show, as always, I will share my musings, my discoveries, my thoughts and my ponderings of what's going on in my life. And it's just to raise your curiosity to get curious about you, your life, and if you're living it by your design. I hope you enjoy the show.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
So here we are. It's December. And I just thought that we would take the opportunity to spend the next 3 weeks getting into the festive vibes. We're going to step away from the stress and we're going to just play with all the magic that this time of year does bring, and that sometimes in the stress and the panic and the madness of it all, we lose sight of that. And so I'm hoping that my show for the next 3 weeks will be a little pocket to bring back the magic, why we're all running around like headless chickens, and just generally bringing a smile to your faces, hopefully. So it will be all of the things that are special to me. Hopefully something will resonate, and hopefully we'll sort of journey together in the hope that it can be a beautiful and magical time of year. But to get us in the mood, I thought we'd just crack straight into a bit of festive fun. And so enjoy this, a little pocket of Michael McIntyre on his take on Christmas.
Now we're talking December, ladies and gentlemen. It's all happening. The festivities have begun. We are in to the festive period, which of course means huge amounts of eating for most of us. We eat more than we will ever normally eat at Christmas. It's a time of year to test to see just how much we can eat. On Christmas Day, I eat until the announcement. I eat until I lean back and go, well, that's it. I can eat no more. I'm completely and utterly stuffed. I can't eat another thing. I will never, ever eat again. And I mean it. Half an hour later, I'm going to have a sandwich out of all the leftovers from Christmas. I can't believe I'm still eating. I genuinely believed I would never eat again half an hour ago. I have an amazing capacity for food. I think it's a Christian thing. Christians love to eat to excess on their holidays. Other religions starve themselves on holidays. Jewish people have a holiday, they starve themselves. Muslims have a holiday, they starve themselves. It's almost like Christians have had somebody look through the Bible for opportunities to eat to excess. What have you got for me? Well, it says here that Jesus had a very big meal, then he starved himself for 40 days and 40 nights. Whoa, 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 go back. What was the first part? It says he had a very big meal, Jesus. Okay, let's focus on that day. I say we eat pancakes all day. We will celebrate the day with pancakes. We will eat pancakes till we're sick. What else have you got? Well, it says here that Jesus died on the cross. Tricky. All right, let's take the symbol of a cross and put it on a hot bun. We'll eat hot cross buns until we're sick. How about that? And the house, they smell amazing. They smell divine. And then apparently he was resurrected on the Sunday. You know what? I don't even want to hear the story. We've already made our decision. We're going to hide chocolate in the garden and eat till we're sick. And of course, all the traditions now, all the traditions of Christmas, which he loved. I mean, without the traditions of Christmas would not be what it is. But the point is, we don't really like all of them, but we pretend to because it's Christmassy. Mulled wine. Hot wine. We don't like hot wine. We spent the whole year avoiding hot wine. We don't have tea, coffee, hot wine. Why offer me hot wine? But at Christmas, oh, I love this hot, spiced, boiled wine. Sickly, sweet wine. It smells nice. After one sip, it's quite nice. Then it starts to cool, and you abandon it. No one's ever finished a mulled wine. I don't think I really have that. Brussels sprouts? Why do we put ourselves through this annual bush tucker trial? We don't like them. Who decided we should be eating these squashed-up vegetable fart balls every year? We don't even like turkey. We don't eat turkey all year. There's no Kentucky Fried Turkey. We don't like turkey. It's quite a dry, flavourless meat. You only have a look at what we do to it to tolerate it. Okay? We cover it in cranberry sauce and gravy. We stuff it with meat we'd rather be eating. Bread sauce? Since when was bread a sauce? Want some bread sauce? Yes, pour that bread all over my turkey. More fart balls? Don't mind if I do. Anymore about Pop 69? And crackers. Who looked at Christmas lunch and said, I know what this needs, a paper hat, a bad joke, and some toenail clippers. That would really round off this year. The fact is, we wouldn't choose, okay? We wouldn't choose any of these things if we had the choice. At no time during the year would we go to a restaurant, the waiter comes over, can I get you the wine list? Have you got any hot wine? Hot, sickly boiled fruity wine. That I don't like after one sip. You got any of that? You like any bread for the table? Liquid bread. Have you got liquid bread? Like someone's chewed up a loaf and put it into a jug? I'm going to pour that over my main meal tonight. Chef special is the chicken. Have you got a drier, less flavoursome meat like a turkey? Any side orders? Have you got any fart grenades from Belgium? Is there anything else I can get you? I think a mini sewing kit would round this off quite nicely. Oh, and actually, wait, half an hour after I've finished, I want everything again in a sandwich. Thank you.
Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that. If nothing else, I hope it made you laugh, smile. Obviously, Michael McIntyre, like myself, British. So tapping into the British humour there, and obviously the British vibes of specific things that are integral to UK Christmas. There is a slightly different vibe over here in the summer of New Zealand. But I think given that we all so know that messaging and everything that is condensed in that, it will resonate and something will have made you smile. So like I said in the intro, I would like to take the opportunity to spend the next 3 weeks feeling festive, but feeling festive and fun and jolly, and just wanted to sort of almost take a spot of time for myself, because I'm not saying I won't be running around like a headless chicken or getting stressed and panicked by everything, because it seems to be a collective energy that you sort of hook into. But I'd like to take a little moment every week to step out of that and to just remember the magic of it all. And I guess we'll start there, the magic of it all, because I think this time of year really is quite magical and evokes a real sense of magic. In thinking about the shows, was pondering, you know, what I will talk about over these next few weeks. And so I jotted down things, and here's a sort of a heads up of what's coming, sort of Christmas messages, wish lists, advent calendars, rituals and traditions, poems and songs. And when I pulled all of that together and sat pondering, you know, where was I going to take this? How was I going to pitch it? Sort of, it's definitely coming from sort of my own experiences and what I hold dear. But there's a sense of magic. And I know that having a little person, since having a little person, it definitely brings back a definite sense of the magicness of Christmas and the hope that you'll evoke that magic and you journey on that together. And I enjoy that. But it also made me realise that Christmas is a real time for a certain feeling. Christmas evokes a sense of something within you. For me, definitely beautiful memories. And it takes you not necessarily always back to childhood. I've definitely got key memories as a child. But it's key memories of people. And I think in really nutting out what this next few weeks will sort of really focus on, it's all of the things that wrap up the connection that's brought together at Christmas. And I was chatting to somebody I work with on this very morning, because I was saying about these shows and we were talking about Christmas. And we were saying about how ultimately it's always about bringing together of people. And the memories are always about people, definitely about rituals and traditions and things that you and your people create and do. But he was also sharing like different things with his family of what happens on Christmas Eve and what happens during the decorating of the tree, and that the kids, you know, have these things that they, you know, if they miss out on them, and these are grown children now, they really get upset because it's something that's this annual tradition. And I was saying, well, isn't that funny? Because I've been writing down all of these notes for my show, and everything underpins is connection and people and coming together. And it made me realise that this is the one time in a year that we really put a lot of focus and we put a lot of stress and we put a lot of complaining and there seems to be. But ultimately, on that one day, we come together with our closest, our nearest and dearest, and we create memories and have magical moments. We really connect. Now, I do that sometimes via a Zoom call, as many of us in New Zealand will, because we live so far from many of our families. And sometimes that will be how you do things, even if you're in the same country. But it is about connection. It's about people. And when you really nut it back to the reason we're celebrating the Christmas tradition and the birth of Jesus, I mean, that was what it was. There was a group of people coming together for a specific reason. So it started right at that point in time. And no matter what your religious bent is and where you see yourself, and I'm not really in that sphere at all, but I do appreciate the story that goes alongside this particular moment in time and time of year. And I really made me realise how maybe it's just the magic, the connection, the pulling together of people, the coming together. When I looked at songs and stories and poems, everything really brings it back to connection. And so I thought that was magical. And I think if nothing else, it's about a time, especially in the next few weeks, to be conscious about who you're spending your time with, who you're planning to spend your time with, how you're planning to spend your time with them. And maybe it's about making those pockets of time for people, but we'll talk a lot more about that as I muse and go off in my different directions. But there's the first thought: connection, people. That's what it's all about. And so let's have our first piece of Christmas music.
The spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight.
That was A Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. Favourite of mine in the Christmas sphere. I will sort of probably bring in a lot of British classic Christmas tunes because I have a favourite set and I'll probably share all of them with you. But that one just seemed quite, it's not too intense. Having worked in retail in a former life, or actually still I work in retail, so it's not really a former life, but definitely it was a full-time job for a while in the UK. Obviously, anybody that works in retail, there's a certain point in time where the songs in the store become Christmas songs and it feels endless when you're working in it. But then there's always the magical songs and they come in and you sort of find yourself sort of getting in the mood for a few moments. And so that was one of mine. And I will share more with you over the coming weeks. So love or hate, hopefully there'll be ones that you love. So my next pondering and musing, because we really need to get into this one in the early days of the December, is wish lists. And have you got yours started? Now, I'm a big fan of the wish list, and I have spoken about this on the show before, I know, about having a wish list, and it's a kind of a continual thing. But I definitely think Christmas wish lists are something to be had. And like I said, because I've got a wee one, there comes a time when we're starting to think about writing a list to Santa and getting that off. And I realised that actually this is going to be perfect. This year, I'm going to write my list at the same time. I might even pop it in the postbox in my 10, see where it gets me. But I wanted to invite you to take a moment to have a, you know, follow on from the show, or have a cup of tea, have a glass of wine, whatever it is that takes your fancy, to sit and think what would be on my wish list. I've definitely started curating mine. I think it really started actually living in Martinborough. The beginning of the new releases of wine time in Martinborough is always a different wines coming on 2022. I actually do a bit of retail work in a wine shop. So it's always interesting when the new releases come in. And I actually visited a vineyard, the Palliser Vineyard, and to see their beautiful bottles, magnums of pink rosé on the shelf in the tasting room at their cellar door. And they are so pretty. These tall, slender magnums of beautiful pinkness, and they've got this beautiful gold seal on. And I can remember going in, and I think I was actually in there for something, for work, to drop something off or chat about something, and I spotted them and I said, oh, I must take a picture. I think they're going to go on my wish list. So that was where it started, really. So a magnum of Palliser Rosé is actually the top of my wish list currently. Closely followed, did I jot it down? So I put it there. I don't think I did, but I know what's on it mentally. It's not too long at the moment. Closely followed by something incredibly dull, but it would be incredibly life-changing. And I'm sharing this because I figure if you put it out to the world, I will receive, you know, sort of that big believer. So a can opener that works. I own a can opener at home, old school one, you know, sort of the scissor action, you pop it on the top, you manually turn it, nothing too fancy and fandangled, but it doesn't work. Now, this is a really simple product and it's not even an expensive product, but for some reason, the can opener hasn't worked for quite a long time. And so all it ends up doing is whenever you're opening a can, you're just swearing profusely or cursing at the can. And it's currently, it's usually a tin of fruit salad. My son really has got into tin fruit salad. And so I'm like cursing away and he's yelling for it. Like, where's the fruit salad? And it's like taking me 10 minutes to get into a can. So I decided that I'm never a big fan of really practical things on Christmas wish lists or birthday wish lists, but a can opener that worked actually would be incredibly life-changing and have a lot more length in the gift that keeps on giving than the bottle of rosé. So so let's add that. And then, of course, for me, because I've been truly enjoying my Bendina skincare products since I dove deep into that world. And as you know, I've shared all of my love of the Medina products. And she has the most beautiful, which is perfectly Christmassy, so it's a bit of bling. She's got a beautiful oil that has gold leaf in it. And if you're ever going to have a face product for Christmas, I figure it should be laden with sparkle, because Christmas is all about sparkle. So those are currently my three things on my wish list. It will grow, I'm sure. But I encourage you to write one. Although I did realise on a recent visit, I popped up to Masterton and was hitting a few errands, and I popped into Farmers. And of course, Christmas has hit there for quite a while now. But I realised how quickly you can get sucked in. So I walked around the store and, you know, there's the certain lighting and there's the certain sparkle and there's the Christmassy things and the beautiful displays. And I was wandering around going, oh, I think I need that and I want that. Oh, I'd love to buy that for somebody. And it did also make me realise, so I sort of don't also advocate for getting yourself into a bit of a low on this, because your wish lists need to be A, slightly realistic, I guess, because ultimately we're the ones that are going to make it happen. I'll burst that bubble right now. And also be really sort of honed into, is it what I want? Because I noticed as I was walking around this store and thinking, oh, I'd love that, I'd love that. And then I walked away, luckily, because I wasn't going to be able to do anything frivolous and with it at the time. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad. But I walked away thinking I could get so sucked in to, you know, the commercialness of it all. And I'm definitely not advocating for that at all. But I am suggesting that we have a little moment where we wish what we would really love. If we were to open two or three gifts, which, you know, would be a huge success in my books on Christmas morning, what would they be and what would it be that would just be like, oh my goodness, that's amazing. And currently those three are mine. Hopefully Santa would be appreciative enough to add a can to the can opener so I could get stuck straight in. But I'd also like to think that Santa would have been a bit thoughtful about the can in of choice than sort of maybe it's something quite special. So yeah, that's just me thinking and pondering amusingly. But so I invite you, write a wish list, have a ponder, because it's always nice to wish. Dream big, dream small, whatever it is. But what would you like to be opening if Santa delivered on Christmas Day? So there's my first show, my first ponderings into Christmas. We'll keep it pretty light. But next week and the weeks coming, we'll check in on advent calendars and a beautiful book that I urge everybody to read. In fact, I should have mentioned that today, The Christmas Mystery, because that's a beautiful book, but you'd be able to catch up quite quickly. We'll touch base on that next week. Christmas messages and what I realised was a really beautiful thing to do, and rituals and traditions. And of course, the things like Christmas mince pies, pantos and gatherings will come into play. So join me as we dive into festive season. And who knows what that will bring. Send me your wish lists. Let's see what's on them. Follow me on socials on Charlotte Flows. And let's see where this takes us. But for now, have a great week. Don't get too stressed and crazy. And, you know, reach for a Christmas mince pie if you do reach that moment. But thanks as always to Arifin for hosting the show. And I look forward to talking to you next week.